Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
There's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say? Easy for you to say they will love you. It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Tuesday morning, the world of sports is buzzing. And we're going to get to all the big stories, including Rock Chalk Upset KU. As last night at the Fog, Kansas knocking Arizona from the ranks of the unbeaten and doing so without star freshman Darren Peterson. I've got four big takeaways from you from last night's Kansas-Arizona game, which is a very impactful game in this year's college basketball season, including whether or not it is a quote-unquote good loss for Arizona. I can't wait to get into that next hour on the show. We will also be all over last night's brawl, the brouhaha. You absolutely love to see it. With the Charlotte Hornets and the Detroit Pistons in the Queen City, with Detroit ending Charlotte's 9-game winning streak. And I'm going to tell everybody why last night and that rivalry, awesome for the NBA and awesome for the Eastern Conference, especially with what, a third of the league tanking? And you've got two teams fighting in a regular season game? What a novel concept. Games and results actually mattering. And speaking of college basketball, speaking of the NBA, we have a loaded slate in both coming up tonight. And my bets for the NBA and college basketball will close the show. And oh man, I've got a strong opinion for everybody. Big game in the Big Ten. Nebraska hosting Purdue. Oh yeah, I've got a strong opinion on who will win that game tonight. Purdue at Nebraska. How about our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman? Tuesday after the Super Bowl, a week after 56 incredible guests from Radio Row, no rest for the weary. Three tremendous guests on the program today. Danny Parkins, First Things First, Fox Sports 1. Devin McCourty, Football Night in America on NBC, Super Bowl champion Devin McCourty. And our buddy, Joe Fortenbaugh, sports betting analyst and host for our pals at ESPN. Parkins, McCourty, Fortenbaugh. How's that for a Tuesday after the Super Bowl? Keep the YouTube comments coming in. We're loving the interaction on YouTube. YouTube.com/@thekostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. You can tweet me, at thekostos, same T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, Instagram as well. The show is on Twitter, at YouBetterYouBet. And I want to know, what turns you on? I actually don't want to know that. That's your private business, your private information. Shout out to Joe. Here's what I want to know, because I'm about to go through this right now. BetMGM has it up right now. Super Bowl 61, the odds board. Who's going to win next year's Super Bowl? I've already got a bunch of tweets at the Costos into me, who people like to win next year's Super Bowl. If they're betting, who's going to win next year's Super Bowl? Let me know in the chats. Tweet us as well. Who will win Super Bowl 61? And that's where we begin the Tuesday morning edition of the show, looking ahead. Because sadly, and it is sad, and I love college basketball and I love the NBA, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I love regular season hockey. I don't. But I love playoff hockey. I love the Masters. I love NFL offseason, the NFL draft. I'm going to be super into the World Cup. Nothing gets my juices flowing like the NFL season. And it's done. No more games to be played. And yes, it's sad. The Seattle Seahawks, world champions. Not an all-time team, as I told you yesterday. A lot of people, mostly Seahawks fans. Isn't that a coinkydink, right? I get a lot of hate on that take that the Seahawks aren't an all-time team. And when I look at the people sending me the messages, it's like Joe Seahawks fan 69. Or, you know, Sam Darnold fan 420. Legion of Boom 1. Wow, what a shock. You disagree with me. I appreciate the fandom from every single fan base in the world of sports. A worthy world champion, the Seattle Seahawks, just a couple days away from Seattle slamming the Patriots in Super Bowl 60 by the score of 29-13. Yesterday, it was three tremendous hours breaking down Super Bowl 60 on the show. I don't know if there's, we were talking about it this morning, myself, Bill, and Tyler. Like, were there any stones left unturned from Super Bowl 60? Maybe not. I feel like we hit on basically everything from the game yesterday, which means that for the first time this offseason, it is the offseason, that is sad, but for the first time this offseason, we can start thinking about next season in the National Football League. And like I said, our show sponsor, BetMGM, has all the odds up right now. Every single team is listed. Who's going to win Super Bowl 61? And if you're out there listening, out there watching, and thank you, I appreciate you. If you don't bet and have no interest in betting, that's all right. I feel like this can still be a valuable conversation for you as a sports fan, as a football fan, as we start to form our opinions now for next football season, to give you a gauge as to where the betting market, how it feels about all of these teams. And maybe you'll hear, like, wow, that team shouldn't be at the top of the board. This team's being a little disrespected. And here's the fun thing. You can be right. And we said it yesterday, and it's been talked about as a big story leading up to Super Bowl 60. No one thought the Seahawks and Patriots were getting to the Super Bowl, both at massive prices before the start of the season. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, man, like, I like a team all the way down the board, you could be right. And that's what makes this so damn fun. And Herman Edwards said it on the show yesterday. The parity in the National Football League feels like it hit another level with this past season. So let's start collectively, together, the roadmap towards the 2026 NFL season, where I was looking at it yesterday, like teams that Seattle could potentially host in week number one. I think they play the Chiefs in Seattle this year. That would be pretty cool. Obviously, you want Patrick Mahomes playing in that game. The Bears, a decent option. We got some good potential options for the Seahawks in week number one, but that is the story. Also, is that going to be the first game of the year, or is it going to be Niners-Rams in week zero of college football from Melbourne? We'll find out, obviously, in the coming months. See, like, we love this way too much. We're already talking about week one, 2026. Let's get to some of these odds here. So my question for everybody before we begin. Are you ready? Are you ready? For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching and listening worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to talk some ball. The two favorites at the top of the market, the Seattle Seahawks, +800, and the LA Rams at plus 900. And I think that is, if you needed more clarification, that a lot of people felt like the NFC Championship game was actually Super Bowl 60. I mean, there's your confirmation, right? The two teams at the top of the board were the two teams that played in the NFC Championship game, 131-27 by the Seattle Seahawks. And the Rams have to be kicking themselves, and we talked about that in the week leading up to the Super Bowl, because the Rams would have been favored against New England. And I don't know if it would have been as easy for the Rams, but I think the Rams would have won the game and won the Super Bowl. And among outcomes that the Rams will rue from this regular season, I mean, there's the Philly game, the Humpty Dumpty-sized egg they laid Monday night at the end of the year in Atlanta against Kirk Cousins and the Falcons. The Thursday night football loss in Seattle at the end of the year was brutal. And that's a game that they absolutely had, and they blew it, and they let it slip away. And as a result, they have to go to Seattle for the NFC Championship game. And I think what I'm going to say next is going to surprise some people, right? As it concerns next year in the NFL. And things can and will change, right? In between now and week one. Like, we still have free agency, we still have the draft, we're going to have trades, we're going to have cuts, we're going to have all sorts of stuff, right? I liked the Rams better than the Seahawks all year. Now, the Eagles were my horse in the NFC. They obviously lost on Wild Card Weekend, but I preferred the Rams to the Seahawks all year. But if I'm going to tell the truth right now as to how I view these two teams heading into this coming season, right now, I like the Seahawks more. I think the Rams have got some issues that they have to deal with. Number one would be, the secondary has to be way better. I think the defense as a whole needs to be better, but really it's the secondary. This secondary was absolutely lacking, got sliced and diced by Sam Darnold in the NFC Championship game, and the Rams were lucky to make it through the game in Chicago in the divisional round and the wild card round in Carolina against the Panthers. You know, Matthew Stafford's birthday was this past Saturday. Turned 38 years old. Like, are we so certain that Matthew Stafford's rolling out of bed, playing at an MVP level again? It wouldn't surprise me if he did. But would it surprise you if he didn't? With that, with his back kind of being a ticking time bomb. I'm not saying his career's over. He could win MVP again. Just, I think it's a fair topic of conversation. And the other thing for the Rams, and it really manifests itself in the divisional round game in Chicago against the Bears. They need way more speed on offense. Devontae Adams is a great red zone threat. Like, they got to get some more speed. Like, Puka Nacua is one of the best receivers in the league. Also, he needs to stop talking. Like, I liked Puka Nacua way more when he just played and didn't say anything and wasn't on camera ever. I think he just needs to slow his roll a little bit here. I get it. He's famous. He's about to be really, really rich. He's awesome. Puka needs to slow it down a little bit. Great player. Great player. Hall of Fame level player. Needs to slow it down a little bit. The Rams need more team speed. Like, they just do. So right now, if forced to choose between the Seahawks and the Rams, I would take the Super Bowl champion, Seattle Seahawks. So Seattle 8 and the Rams 9, the two teams at the top of the board. The next two teams, and I love this grouping. And if you've been watching to or listening to this show for any amount of time, you're going to know why I love it. And I'm going to tell you why. And I think it's great. It's Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, both at 12-1. I had been saying for years, not just heading into the 2025 NFL season, into the 2024 NFL season, hell, during the 2023 NFL season, I don't think the Baltimore Ravens are going to win a Super Bowl with the pairing of John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. And I don't think the Buffalo Bills are going to win a Super Bowl with the pairing of Sean McDermott and Josh Allen. The history of the league tells us that coach-quarterback pairings that have been together as long as they have, and remember, it's the same draft class, 2018, Allen and Lamar, and McDermott and Harbaugh had both been there prior to that, right? So we'd be entering year 9 of those relationships. In the history of the league, we've never seen coach-quarterback pairings be together that long, not get to a Super Bowl. Forget about that. Like, not even getting to the Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl. And just to repeat something I've said often over the course of the last month, at the end of the regular season into Black Monday, and after Sean McDermott got fired after the divisional round choke job in Denver against the Broncos, I think McDermott and Harbaugh are great coaches. Harbaugh's now coaching my favorite team, the Giants. McDermott will be back next year. They needed to go. Absolutely needed to go. And now, with Jesse Minter as the head coach of the Ravens, and Joe Brady as the coach of the Buffalo Bills, I need to remain really consistent. And the way I'm going to do that is to say, it's possible that the floor of both these teams has been lowered, right? Especially for Buffalo, that the floor has been lowered. And maybe Buffalo is more likely to go 9-8 than they were with Sean McDermott. And maybe the Ravens are more likely to go 8-9. Or say, I know they weren't great last year. I know that Lamar missed time, right? That maybe they're more likely to miss the playoffs again than they would have been with John Harbaugh. It's possible, right? But if it's true that I think that Harbaugh and Lamar and McDermott and Allen were not winning Super Bowls because of the head coach, and because it just sometimes in life things reach an expiration date, then I also have to acknowledge that the ceiling has been raised for both these teams now, with different head coaches. By all accounts, Jesse Minter is an absolute stud, kind of in the Mike McDonald mold a little bit, especially had been on the Ravens staff with McDonald, goes to the Chargers, stud for a couple of years, wins a national title at Michigan, now the head coach of Baltimore. And by all accounts, and I talked to some people about this off-air last week in San Francisco as it concerns Joe Brady, that Sean McDermott wanted the training wheels on the Bills offense. And I think this is something that's kind of been reported, right? That Buffalo's conservative on offense because McDermott wanted them to play that way. And here's what's fun about sports, right? And life. More shall be revealed. We'll find out when the games start, if that's true. My sense is, and it's a guess, but it's an educated guess, is that you will see a more aggressive Buffalo offense this year, where it's not just like run, hey Josh, figure it out, like a backyard play on third and long. I give both teams a great chance to win the Super Bowl next year. I didn't feel that way last year. If forced to choose between the two, I would lean towards Buffalo over Baltimore. There are questions about Lamar Jackson's, does he have that dog in him, D-A-W-G? You know, reports that the Ravens needed a coach to kind of coax the greatness out of Lamar. I'll tell you, I don't like that. I don't like hearing that. Also, like, Lamar is a first ballot Hall of Famer if he keeps this up. I'm not saying he's bad, just that, you know, it's not great when the team is floating out there to reporters that the new coach has got to get it out of the star quarterback. The star quarterback should be leaving it all out there with no prompting. That's not a concern with Josh Allen. The other thing that concerns me a little bit about Baltimore, and I'm nitpicking, and I acknowledge that, but I'm talking about two Super Bowl contenders. Baltimore hires 29-year-old Declan Doyle to be the offensive coordinator, who was with Ben Johnson last year in Chicago, right? And Ben Johnson's like the maestro of that offense, obviously. So now Doyle goes, and does he rule? We'll find out. Doyle rules. I don't know. Microscope going to be on him in a big way. He'll be the maestro of the offense in Baltimore. I'm not saying he can't be great. He can be. And look, you know, like, I feel like I could coordinate the Ravens offense, or you could coordinate the Ravens offense and maybe find some success because Lamar Jackson's the quarterback. It's hard for the offense to be bad if you have an MVP at quarterback, right? But if forced to choose right now between the two, I lean towards the Buffalo Bills over the Baltimore Ravens. Can you tell we love the NFL on the show? We're one segment in and went on four teams at the top of the odds board. We'll take a break. And on the other side, we will get to the three teams grouped at 14-1. The Packers, the Chiefs, and the Eagles. Three teams grouped at 15-1. The Lions, the Chargers, and the AFC champion Patriots. And here's a teaser for everybody. The team that I like to win next year's Super Bowl has not yet been mentioned. We're just getting started here on a Tuesday. Danny Parkins will join us later this hour. First things first on Fox Sports 1, but more on the top of the odds board to win Super Bowl 61 on the other side. Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports, You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Seattle sits on top of the football world.
Super Bowl champs. And Sam Darnold completes a comeback story for the ages on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
There it is again. Got away.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
The great Mike Tirico with the call. That was Sunday Night Football of the Wild Card Round. A miserable, miserable game from Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. We will get into the Chargers, the Lions, the AFC champion Patriots, the Packers, the Chiefs, and the Eagles this segment on the show. None of the teams that we have mentioned yet here on the Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet, my way too early pick to win Super Bowl 61. This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today by visiting progressivecommercial.com, progressivecommercial.com. Three teams on the odds board at 14-1. The Green Bay Packers, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Philadelphia Eagles. I want to start with the Eagles. I loved the Eagles all season this past year, and I felt like at some point the talent was going to be enough that the poor coaching and the poor offensive play calling wasn't going to matter. And I said, I don't care if A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts don't like each other. Like, they just won the Super Bowl last year. Who cares if they don't like each other? They are world champions. And it obviously turned out that I was very, very wrong. As they got, not thumped, but, you know, kind of got it handed to them. I know that the final score was close. It should not have been close. The Eagles should have won easily in the wild card round against the San Francisco 49ers. A severely undermanned and injured, the walking wounded San Francisco 49ers. And after that game, Monday, after wild card weekend, I came on this show. And I said to all of you, and I don't believe it. And I actually had our pal Joe Fortenbaugh come on later today on You Better You Bet. He's hosting Get Up this morning. They were talking about this topic today. It ain't going anywhere, people. The Eagles should trade A.J. Brown. And Howie Roseman can say whatever he wants. The amazing general manager of the Eagles, he could go to the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. That we're not in the business of trading good players. Well, what about being in the business of trading good players that, like, sabotage your team's season? And don't put the requisite effort out there. And short arm and drop passes when it matters the most after whining, moaning, bitching, and complaining. And hear me now. A.J. Brown's awesome. He's one of the best receivers in the league. We talk about expiration dates. My opinion, the expiration date has been reached on his time in Philadelphia. That makes me nervous because he is a great player. Jeff Stoutland, who a stout NFL fans know, has been maybe the best offensive line coach of this century in the NFL, coaching up the OL in Philadelphia, just retired. That's not great. We'll see if Lane Johnson comes back. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Like, you obviously like to have him back, right? Vic Fangio flirting with retirement feels like he's going to be back, but that kind of feels like a slightly tenuous at the moment. We feel like he's coming back, though. And I like the hire conceptually of Sean Mannion as the offensive coordinator in Philadelphia. I do like it. Someone that played in, like, the McVay-Shanahan tree and coached there. I do like it on paper. Let's see how it translates with all these volatile personalities and Nick Sirianni overseeing everything. So as of right now, and I reserve the right to change my mind, I'm out on the Eagles. For right now, at these prices, I'm out on the Philadelphia Eagles. I can change my mind as the months go on. At this moment, though, no interest in Philadelphia. The Chiefs are such an interesting team, right? Because it's really rare, and we are all big football fans, right? And you are really smart when it comes to football. I like to think I'm really smart when it comes to football. And maybe you bet, and I definitely bet. I love betting on sports. The show, I'm sponsored by BetMGM. I'm a BetMGM ambassador. It is a little crazy, right? Even if you don't bet, to think about Kansas City being 14-1 before the season starts to win the Super Bowl, given the dynastic run that they've been on. Three Super Bowl championships, five AFC titles since 2019. I think there are a variety of reasons why you and me together, You Better You Bet, Nick Costos on a Tuesday morning on Westwood One Sports, why we could be pessimistic in the Kansas City Chiefs. The number one reason, obviously, will Travis Kelce come back or not? I'm kidding. Patrick Mahomes' ACL tear. When's he going to be able to be on the field? You know he's busting his ass to be on the field for week number one. That remains to be seen. Who's Kansas City's quarterback going to be to start the year? The division's impossible, right? It's a great division with Denver, the Chargers. We'll see about the Raiders and Clint Kubiak. But, you know, it's a really good division. And this conversation we're having right now is not who's going to win the AFC West or can you win 12 or 13 regular season games. This conversation is, can you win the Super Bowl? And one of the reasons why I've loved the Chiefs over the past however many years is because I didn't like Baltimore or Buffalo. And now both Baltimore and Buffalo have done the thing I've been calling for them to do. Fire the coach, get a new coach. So like I have to like Buffalo and Baltimore more. And if I like Buffalo and Baltimore more, I have to like Kansas City a little less. Like that's how math works. I think. I'm pretty sure that's how math works. I could be wrong, but I think so. So as of right now, I'll pass on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. At this moment, there's another team I like more. For the Green Bay Packers, this one's really easy. And I liked them bringing Matt LaFleur back and extending Matt LaFleur. And I like the hire of Jonathan Gannon, Calamity, Gannon. Replacing former defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, now the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Just need more great players. Like, that's it. I think it's probably a leap of faith to assume that a bunch of the very good players will become great. I think they probably need like one or two blue chip players to push them over the line here. I think they're going to be really good. I think they're going to win a ton of regular season games. And if you told me Micah Parsons going to be healthy the whole season, hell yeah. Green Bay can get to the Super Bowl. I will pass on the Packers for now. And I think they're a playoff team next year. I will pass on them for now as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. I want to touch on one more team here. And then we'll save the rest for next hour on the show. Then Danny Parkins will join us on the other side. Always love Danny's weekly visit with us here on You Better You Bet. That team is the highlight we played coming back from break, or more appropriately, the low light. And that's the Los Angeles Chargers at 15-1. I love, on paper, everything about this team. I love the hire of Mike McDaniel as the offensive coordinator. I think it's absolutely awesome that Mike McDaniel is calling the offense now for Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh and LA. One of the best play callers and schemers and offensive minds in the NFL. How could that be a bad thing? They will be getting back, presumably, although I guess you never know with how the injury bug can bite that team. They're two all-pro tackles. Joe, Control-Alt-Delete, and Rashawn Slater, who was great in Saved by the Bell. Two absolute monsters bookending the offensive line. The line will be way better, exponentially better, with those two guys healthy next year. And it hurts, right, that Jesse Minter is no longer calling the defense, but Chris O'Leary, who's the new defensive coordinator, is like a Minter disciple. They've got good players on that defense. We'll see how that goes. But Jim Harbaugh's an unbelievable coach, right? And you would assume that Jim Harbaugh's going to get things right. An omnipresent storyline this offseason and heading into next season as it concerns the Chargers. Fair or unfair, right, wrong, or indifferent. And I think it's right to talk about it. Even if you don't think it's true, you have to acknowledge that it's a fair conversation. Justin Herbert, in the last two seasons, 24 and 25, has played his two worst games. This is not subjective. This is objective. Has played his two worst games in the playoffs. About a month ago against the Patriots and last January against the Houston Texans. And until he gets over the hump and wins a playoff game, the conversation is going to be, does he shrink in the big moment? We're not going to know until they're there again. The good news is, I think they will be there again. But my question to everybody, would you pick them? Would you bet on them? Knowing this is how it's gone. Oh, man. I love this stuff. You know what else I love? When we're joined by our friend Danny Parkins. First things first on Fox Sports 1. He's coming up on the other side to talk Super Bowl 60. And I'll ask Danny his early pick for Super Bowl 61 next on Westwood One Sports.
From the Legion of Boom to the new generation, Seattle climbs the mountain again.
And the Seattle Seahawks have won Super Bowl 60.
Two titles, two eras, one championship franchise. This is Westwood One Sports.
Navy Federal Credit Union can help you dominate debt with the Platinum Card. Transfer your credit card balance to the Platinum Card within your first 60 days and get a 0% intro APR for 12 months. Our members could save thousands of dollars over the promo period. Visit NavyFederal.org/platinum. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 10.24% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends 3/31/2026.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home with Ready, R-E-D-Y, real estate agents will pay you up front for your listing, just for a chance to sell your home. Why would they pay to be your agent? Well, your listing is really valuable. So if an agent is smart, they'll go on Ready and offer you cash up front to get it. And you do want a smart agent, right? Call 888-545-READY, 888-545-READY.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Shotgun snap, 44 Seattle. He's hit as he drops back. The ball free. Picked up by Nwosu. Running down the side, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Seattle has scored on another turnover.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
The great Kevin Harlan with the call. Westwood One National Radio Sunday night as the Seahawks complete a Super Bowl 60 beatdown of the New England Patriots. Joining us now to talk about Super Bowl 60, and I got a couple takes to run by him, see what he thinks, is our good friend Danny Parkins, First Things First, Fox Sports 1, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. I thought the clips that I saw from yesterday's show were very funny of you teasing Kevin Wildes about the Patriots losing Super Bowl 60, so I think the audience knows this, big sports fans. The show is amazing on Fox Sports 1. Danny's amazing on the show. Check it out. Danny's on from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. My friend, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great. You did a great job as well at Radio Row. So good to have you back in New York, buddy. How are you doing?
Is it good to be back in New York? Dude, it was like the weather was great. And so you had to wear a jacket at night. It's like 65 degrees.
Oh, when I for you.
Oh,
you
I'm about to dude, wear. When I landed in Newark Airport late Friday night, the pilot literally goes as we're beginning descent. You know, beginning our initial descent into Newark, light snow falling on the ground, and I wanted to like slam my head into the wall. Like, really? Like, it's snowing right now as I get back into New York.
Let's get your
thoughts on the Super Bowl. So obviously Seattle wins. Would love like overall opinions you've got on the game, but I know like me, you love like history and kind of like placing things historically. I got a lot of anger from football fans, and a lot of them are Seahawks fans. I said yesterday on the show, Danny, Seahawks are a worthy Super Bowl champion, great team. I don't think this is even close to being an all-time historic team. So your thoughts as you put into perspective the 2025 Seahawks, and do you see them kind of, DVOA will tell you they're one of the best teams ever. I don't see it that way. What say Danny Parkins?
I don't see it that way either, but like everybody can't be like the best team ever, you know? And like the advanced metrics, like we'll see how it ages. Like if they string off, you know, a couple of Super Bowls in a row, or Sam Darnold starts playing at an MVP level, maybe retroactively we'll think about it this way. Here's what I would say. Them and the Rams were the two best teams this year. And because they got, two of those games and beat them in the NFC Championship game, like the best team won. And that should be enough. Like they were the best team this year. And what I will say is it was an all-time dominant Super Bowl performance. Because if you take out garbage time and just look at the first three quarters of that game, they held the Patriots to 78 total yards, 21 pass yards, 0 points, 5 sacks. Like that's the best Super Bowl ranking through three quarters ever. Like across the board. So I do think it was a dominant defensive performance by Seattle in the Super Bowl. So I have no problem putting it in terms of like all time Super Bowl history in terms of domination. But over the course of like them versus the 2000 Ravens, like I even like the 02 Bucks, like I don't think their defense is of that caliber, but the best team this year won and they were a worthy champion.
There's no question. That I agree with. I would even say, I don't think this defense is as good as the Legion of Boom Seahawks. And I don't mean this. This is like the LeBron Jordan debate when people get really salty. Like, I'm a Jordan guy, right? I don't think it's an insult to LeBron James to say he's like the second best basketball player ever. Just like it's not an insult to the 25 Seahawks to say you might not be as good as the 13 Seahawks, an all-time legendary defense. Patriots. Go ahead. Do you want to say something on that?
I completely agree with you. And like, the Seahawks fans shouldn't care about that either. You're the champions. You won.
And yet,
you get a parade.
And yet,
you get a parade.
And yet, every fan base does. And I guess we can respect and appreciate that, right? All right.
Yeah.
So you said something, and it's impossible to disagree with, right? Can't argue with numbers. The Seahawks. It was an all-time dominant performance in the Super Bowl game itself against New England. See, this is where, and I mean this sincerely, and I said it yesterday. It doesn't take away from what Seattle did. And I don't even think it takes away from the season that New England had. But, you know, if we're really telling the truth about this, Are the New England Patriots one of, like, the five worst teams that's ever, like, made a Super Bowl and played for a Super Bowl? With the easy schedule and, like, the like rolling out the red carpet to get there, getting blitzed in the like, good on them for getting there. They took advantage of the opportunity. I think they're kind of a historically weak conference champion. Hot take or just right?
Oh, I like the framing of it, and I don't have a list. I mean, I'd have to think about it. Like the worst Super Bowl runner up, because we've seen bigger blowouts, obviously, in the Super Bowl. But yeah, listen, when you play the easiest schedule this century, and then you get
it's not 2004, by the way, it's 2026. We have a quarter century of data here.
Yeah, when you literally play the easiest schedule this century, and then you get a backup quarterback in the AFC Championship game, and then you get blitzed in the Super Bowl, I think that has the makings of at least being in the discussion. But also for Patriots fans, like, I get why that would sting a little bit. But the flip side is, who cares? Like, this should not be the best Patriots team that Drake May plays on. He's 23 years old. You've got a bunch of cap space. And you should have your quarterback and your coach for a decade. Like, that's a pretty good spot to be in. And so for the historical ranking and the nerds among us, of which you and I are in that grouping, like, that's a fun debate. But, like, Patriots fans, if you're going to, like, bet on a team for the next 5 years, who has the brightest future for the next 5 years, like, the Patriots are at least in that conversation.
Do the playoffs and specifically the Super Bowl performance change how Danny Parkins views Drake May moving forward and why?
Only like a very little bit. Like I it's impossible to ignore it. It's absolutely like he has yet to play a full good playoff game. So like his next one will be his first. And so it is at least possible that he is one of those guys that we have to look at as like, does he not play well in the big spots? But then you could say Chargers, top 10 pass defense, Houston, best defense in the NFL, Seattle, top defense in the NFL, Denver, top pass rush in the NFL, snowstorm, all the factors in that game. We watch the game so we can apply context to it, but he hasn't. He also just set the record for most sacks in a single postseason and most fumbles in a single postseason. So like it can't factor zero, but I said I would have voted him for MVP because of doing more with less, the advanced numbers, not having McVay, Puka, Devontae, a top 10 rushing team, a top 10 defense over the course of the regular season. Like, I actually thought his value case was stronger than Stafford's. So, like, if you have a worthy MVP candidate at 23 years old who had a rough postseason but still ended up in the Super Bowl, like, again, like, okay, it's not that hard of a criticism.
You bet on this Tuesday. Danny Parkins, our guest. First things from Fox Sports 1 on Twitter, at Danny Parkins. Everyone on our show, by the way, loves the doorstep of destiny bit. That was big. That was big with us. It's really good
stuff. Yeah, it's a great bit. Kevin Wildes is a television genius and a hell of a nice man, so that's why it was really, really fun to roast him yesterday.
It's good stuff, man. I'm going to put you on the spot here, and I can filibuster for a moment and gigs. I don't know if you've thought about this yet. So I'm going to ask you right now, if I gave you $100 and I have all the odds in front of me, who you would bet way too early to win Super Bowl 61? Because that's kind of like one of the main topics on the show today. I just talked about Justin Herbert and the Chargers, and I kind of think Herbert's kind of in the Drake May conversation, right? Where if you told me he was going to ball out in the playoffs, you'd absolutely consider them, but can you do that? So I have the odds here. I can give you the odds for a team if that's a team that stands out to you. But I give you $100 and I say, Danny, who do you want to bet to win Super Bowl 61? Who are you, and you can change your mind. It's early. Who are you taking right now and why?
Well, so I bet the Bears at 27-1 just so that I would have the ticket. I bet them at 27-1 immediately. I think it's kind of crazy that the Lions are favored to win the NFC North next year. And so that just like pushes their odds down further than I think it should be. And Green Bay's are better than them. So I just think that's a good number and a good ticket to have. And eventually that number will, go up. And then the Chargers, again, I've been on them all year. So like, no one's going to be surprised by it, but if they get Alton Slater back, which they will, those are arguably their second and third best players. And then you added one of the best offensive minds and play designers in the NFL, but he doesn't have to do like the culture football guy stuff. He just gets to be a genius in Mike McDaniel. So like, you're going to make it easier for Justin Herbert to hit layups. You're going to protect Justin Herbert. And I like, and they have a ton of cap space to plug holes, whether they want to do the interior of their offensive line, whether they want to get a little bit younger at some key spots on defense. Like, they're in a great spot. So listen, the problem is that I've had a Chargers future probably 5 of the last 6 years. So, again, not the most creative take, and it sounds like maybe I agree with you, but those are two futures bets that I absolutely love.
I can't get there on the just, if you told me Herbert was going to be great in these spots, it's easy. They'll be there next year.
Why won't he be great? Because he hasn't been great before?
Well, here's what I would say, and he can be, right? I'm not saying he can't be. But I think this is not subjective, right? It's objective. He's played the two worst games in the past two seasons in the two biggest spots, in Houston and New England, where he's terrible in those games. Now, he's got all the talent in the world, and Peyton Manning couldn't win until he did. So obviously he can win. It's just going to be when we get to these spots, right, and you'll put your money where your mouth is. It's easy to say, well, he can do it. It's another thing to say, would I bet on it? And I think right now the answer to that question for me is no, and I have a bunch of reasons why outside of that.
Yeah, and that's – I can't argue with – I'm not going to defend that Houston game, and I'm not going to defend the New England game, but he's also played 100 games. You know, like I do think that the sample of Justin Herbert is, oh, he's great. He's great. He's good enough to win. He's good enough to get it done. I've seen him make big throws. I've seen him do it. You know, like I know that he can do it. And so I believe he eventually will. And again, same, similar thing to tough division that pushes down their odds because they don't see it as easy of a path to win the division. So you get longer odds. So yeah, I like both those bets. Which one did you say? What bet do you have already?
I haven't given it out yet. I said it a bunch last week. I'll say it here, and I'm going to do it next hour. I like the Niners.
Okay, betting on Kyle Shanahan is totally reasonable. It's never a bad bet. I'm not going to keep. I sensed
a tinge of sarcasm with that one there.
No. Betting on Kyle Shanahan is totally real. Like he said on the pregame show, he got his Super Bowl losses out of the way.
You could have said that after the first loss to the Chiefs, much less the second one after Atlanta in Super Bowl 51 against New England. I'm dying to ask you this question because I know you. You love football. I love football. Football season's over. And that doesn't mean we're done talking about football until September. There's going to be a ton of stuff that you guys do on Fox Sports that we do here on You Better You Bet. But outside of football, 30 seconds for the answer. What excites Danny Parkins the most coming up on the sports calendar? And why? 30 seconds.
Well, I mean, listen, March Madness is the best event of the year. And it seems like there's a lot of awesome teams at the top in college hoops. So that's always really fun. You know, the Masters is my favorite weekend in sports. And then I'm a diehard NBA fan, man. I wrote a book on the NBA, and I think the James Harden trade is so fascinating. I loved that game last night for the Cavs against the Nuggets, and I think that they are a legitimate favorite. I think they are a deserving favorite in the Eastern Conference. So seeing how that experiment goes is fascinating as well. So I love all sports, man. I was watching the Waste Management Open instead of Super Bowl pregame.
Yeah, how about Hideki Matsuyama missing that shot on 18 and Chris Goddard up winning the Waste Management? I had Siwoo Kim. No fun. Here's a spoiler for you. James Harden will play poorly in Game 7 in the second round against either the Pistons, the Knicks, or the Celtics, and the Cavs will lose. By the way, I think I made you some money last week because I told Mitch Rosen live on set that I wanted to continue this throughout the football offseason. So if you'd like to, here's some extra money in your pocket, my friend.
I'm available. What a guy.
Hour one done. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. Danny Parkins here on the show. More thoughts, early thoughts on Super Bowl 61 coming up next on Westwood One Sports.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
DQ presents the Swicy Menu. For a limited time, try the new Flamethrower Chicken Strip Basket for $6.99 with spicy bold strips that heat you up. Served with a side of famous DQ soft serve as a dip to cool you down. That's right, dip those spicy chicken strips right into soft serve. Plus fries and toast, all for just $6.99. And add a new pineapple lemonade sparkler or cooler made with tahini. It's the limited time only Swicy Menu. Get it delivered in the
Dear Insurance Agent.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 55 and with one of the big three carriers, like Verizon, you may notice they don't talk much about their 55-plus discounts. That's so customers like you keep paying their regular higher rates to boost their bottom line. You deserve better, better service, with 100% U.S.-based experts, better value, with plans starting at $20, and a company that's built for people 50-plus, like me. Not convinced? Give your current carrier a call. Ask about the 55-plus plan you've earned. See how long it takes to get a real person on the line, and if they try to talk you out of it. But if you want something better, call Consumer Cellular. We've got the same great coverage, and our U.S.-based experts can get you switched in about 20 minutes. Switch now to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com for your second month free.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN-FMHD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on...
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.